This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3628 for Wednesday, the 29th of June, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Building a Mobile Computer Battlest Station Extended Power Supply. It is hosted by Mechatroniac and is about 21 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Mobile Computer Battlest Station Part 1 16-Cell Power Supply and BMS.
Greetings, this is Mechatroniac, Mechatronics Maniac. And if you're listening on HPR, check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/channel/Mechatroniac. If you're listening on BitChute, do check out HPR at hackerpublicradio.org. And you'll be able to hear my podcasts ahead of time. So today going to be starting the build on my mobile battle station. I had a catastrophe with my power generation supply. If you look at figure 0.1, that's the battery bot. You can see on the left is the boost converter that supplies power to my laptop. It brings the 16 volts on the battery bot there to 19 volts for my laptop and get a good charge out of that. Figure 0.2 shows a detailed shot of it charging. There's a solar panel underneath it. Figure 0.3 shows the 4S3 battery pack made out of 18650 cells. Four series, three parallel is what that means. 16 volts out of that. So I had compounding disasters. After the boost converter died, I don't know why, I should have had it covered or something, I guess, because it fried while I was doing something else, so I probably inadvertently shorted something somehow. But a day or so later, I noticed the battery pack on the battery bot was discharged down to zero. So I guess that's what happens when you don't use something. It falls into calamity sometimes. So if you know anything about lithium ion cells, that's a no-no. Getting any cell down less than 2 volts is damaging to it, so 0 volts for the whole pack's pretty bad. About half of them were dead at 0, and the other half were recoverable somewhat. Actually, completely recoverable, I think, but the other ones I'm going to have to try special means. You can zap them with 20 volts or something like that and bring them back, so we'll try that. But anyway, I was talking about building the mobile battle station. So by the way, the chip shortage seems to be done. I don't know, or hasn't hit yet, because I ordered replacement boost converters and they got here within a week. So if you look at figure 1, Super Nintendo System 5 builds really good computers. I remember calling them way back when for an obscure question about the type of memory on a video card that they made, and there was no touch tone tree a person answered right away and knew the answer. She just knew it right away. So I'm a fan of that company, I guess. So they also make a nice box, nice cardboard box that the laptop came in. So I covered it in some black duct tape to make it more hardy, and going to build the battle station into the spare compartments on this. So if you look at figure two, that's the concept there. I've got 16 cells arranged, and they fit quite nicely in that little compartment right under where the laptop sits. So you can take out that thing. I'll probably like wrap it all up at some point. If you look at figure 2.1 and 2.2, on figure 2.2, I lift that flap. That's where I'm actually going to put the battery management system. So right now we're building extra functionality into this computer. We're getting more hours out of it. Figure 2.3 shows that it's nice and flat. So they fit quite perfectly, actually. It's like it's made for the 18650 cells to be in there. So, and figure 3 shows me charging up. I've got a battery management system temporarily hooked up to a 4-pack just so I can charge 4 at once. I want to get them all charged up. I got a single charger system as well coming from a buck converter down to 5 volts on the right of figure 3 with a single 18650 cell there. And there's 4 under the battery management system on the left. You just can't see them. So I wanted to get them all charged up and all at the same voltage before I finalize this build. Figure 4 shows it charging from, shows the BMS charging from my smaller solar cell. Solar panel, I mean. I have a few solar panels. Figure 5 is a fake photo of me soldering. I can't hold the camera and solder at the same time because I need to use a tool to pin them down, but you get the idea. Figure 6 shows that I've covered part of that box assembly with some nice duct tape, and I've taped the battery management system in there. If you look at figure 7, you can see where the wires go through. I drilled some wires through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wires. And that's going to be all going to the BMS. Okay, if you look at figure 8, we've got the 4 packs all hooked up and all the wires soldered as well. Might be hard to see, but they're all hooked up. And figure 9 shows them all connected to the appropriate spots on the BMS board. And these BMS boards are pretty good. I've had these for a while and I haven't blown them up yet, so they can take a bit of punishment. So at the top where you see the plus and minus, that's power in from the jack, so barrel jack. So I can either plug in that little solar panel I showed you earlier, or plug in a 19 volt charger. The solar panel produces up to 21 volts, so it works just perfectly with this BMS. I'm gonna have to shorten that wire on the bottom left there. It's kind of sticking out. Figure 10, just measuring the voltage on the completed battery pack. It's all ready to go. And you can see to the right where the barrel jack plug is. So it plugs into that, shrouded in white tape. And that's where it charges from and distributes the charge to the individual battery packs. I always thought a BMS actually controlled the discharge, but no, there's no breaking of the contacts. It just charges them. So figure 11, the better look at the wire harness there. Wiring's looking pretty good, except for that one at the 12 volt spot, as I mentioned earlier. Figure 11.1, I've got a single strand wires hooked up to the ground and the 16 volts coming from that red wire. They're pretty thin. My theory is here, if some shorts out along the way, they'll burn up. They'll burn up harmlessly. No fuse needed. Figure 12 is the boost converter. And that goes from that red wire. I'm just using alligator clips right now until I put a switch in. I'm going to have to put a switch in there. So figure 12.1, you can see that it's plugged into the laptop and charging. I blew up a bunch of these like the first time when I was using with the battery bot. They just die one after the other until I hooked up the buck converter. I had a buck converter on, and somehow that kept it from blowing right away. So I figured it must be getting damaged from current spike from the first turn on. So I put a choke, like a ferrite toroid with one wire wrap. You can see that at the bottom on the left, on the red wire on figure 12.1, and seems to have helped. Figure 13 shows it charging outside. So it seems to be working pretty well. I think I might tack on one more on each of those and make it a 5S4. It's a 4S4 right now, just to get more capacity out of it. So it charges the laptop pretty much completely. I noticed that one of the packs is less than the others. Like, they're all 3.7 right now, but there's one that's 3.4. So it could be I've got a bad cell in one of those. So I'm gonna replace that. So yeah, if you do build one of these, make sure that you check it a few times, the first time that you try it out. Make sure none of them are getting hot or anything, and make sure you check the voltages, make sure none is depleting faster than the others. So I've noticed one is depleting faster than the others, but hopefully that will be easily resolved with another. So these are all like 4.11 to 4.14. That's a capacity that they hold. Maximum capacity on these when they're new is 4.2. So these are a little bit damaged already. I was going to use the ones that are like 4.18 or 4.17 around there, but I didn't have enough of them charged up, and I was in a hurry. I wanted to get this done, so these are slightly less healthy cells, but I don't know, maybe the workout they'll get will get them healthy again. I could always replace them with healthier packs at a later time. Just a matter of getting them all charged up, and just swap this one out and maybe use this one on a robot or something, or some other project. So, a last tip on figure 13.1. I had a heck of a time with this thing because the barrel jack on the solar panel was smaller in diameter than the one on the computer power supply that I used to charge it up when I'm using the generator. And I'd always have to, like, after plugging it into the computer supply, it wouldn't quite make contact well enough for the solar panel one. So I, after lots of pain, like prying up the ground connector, you know, because every time it'd be bent down by the bigger computer power supply barrel jack, I decided to smarten up and widthen the diameter of the solar panel one. So I put a little wire on there with some solder, and that works perfectly. So I don't hate barrel jacks quite as much now. All right, so that's the first part of building this mobile computer battle station. There's a lot of other compartments in this box, and I'm going to be putting in a buck converter as well, so down to 5 volts, and have some USB out, have a router with Wi-Fi, and have a Orange Pi Zero. I might put my Raspberry Pi 3 in there, I don't know. I'll put the Orange Pi Zero in first, and that's going to be my Wi-Fi. So no more connecting to public Wi-Fi with my laptop. It's all going to be going through my Orange Pi Zero, and everything's going to be going through Tor on that. So I've got Tor running on the Orange Pi Zero. So I'm going to take the Wi-Fi. There's a way to get past the portal capture, whatever it is, when they make you sign up on public Wi-Fi. So there's a way to bypass that, so that'll be fun. Right now I've got a functional charger, not perfect, but like I said, we'll get that one pack sorted out, and should be awesome, especially when I add another one to it, and it's 5S4. That should be good for a couple of charges, I'm hoping. And especially when I get the better quality cells in there. But I might stick with this for a while. Never know. We'll see. Yeah, so I might even put a breadboard in there and, you know, put in stuff like ESP8266s and stuff. Have all kinds of fun mischief running. You know how it go. Alright, this has been Mechatriag, Mechatronics Maniac for HPR. Check out BitChute.com channel Mechatroniac. If you're listening on BitChute, check out HackerPublicRadio.org. We'll see you next time, and we'll get more robotics going, more post-apocalyptic robotics, and more of this battle station build. Ciao.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at HackerPublicRadio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.